The Democratic Alliance calls for an end to all COVID-19 restrictions on the basis that they are now doing more harm than good by restricting South Africa's social and economic recovery. On the 23rd of March, it'll be 2 years since South Africa entered a three-week lockdown to prepare for the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs, thousands of livelihoods have been destroyed, millions of school and university days have been missed, and billions of rands have been lost to tax revenue, which could have gone directly towards poverty relief. It's time to focus all of our energies now on regaining and transcending what has been lost. The epidemic phase is over now, and it really shows that the only state of disaster the country is in is a self-imposed one caused by ongoing restrictions which are doing more harm than good. Level one is harming South Africa. The tourism industry, for instance, used to support 10% of all jobs in South Africa. Its recovery is severely hamstrung by requirements such as a negative PCR test into the country, imposing a significant additional cost. Most countries now accept evidence of vaccination or prior infection too, while some, as Mexico, impose no restrictions at all. While the rest of the world has filled stadiums for sport and shows, in South Africa, the Soweto Derby had to take place in an empty stadium this weekend. Outdoor and indoor limits of 2,000 and 1,000 prevent the events industry from reviving. Most of the world has opened its nightlife, but South Africa still bans nightclubs from offering. No wonder more than half of adults in South Africa are not in employment. The level one regulations mean that in many places, government departments are still operating on reduced or rotational staff, which is lowering productivity all around. People are wasting time in queues and waiting for services. And as usual, this is affecting the poor disproportionately, as the poor rely more heavily on these government services. Tertiary institutions are still operating in a hybrid fashion, with negative effects on particularly poorer students for whom online options are simply not ideal or available. Some police stations and other government offices still close for expensive and unnecessary sanitizing whenever a single COVID-19 case occurs, which is complete wasteful expenditure. Some two-thirds of additional deaths recorded over the last 2 years were not recorded in hospital, which means people did not access help when they most needed it. And this was a perverse consequence of the fear generated by lockdown. COVID-19 is no longer a greater threat. It's time to treat it the same way we treat other health risks, such as HIV, TB, cancer, and maternal mortality. Like other countries, we need to license cheap and quick rapid tests for home use so that people can judge for themselves if they pose a risk to the vulnerable. It makes no sense to limit these to medical supervision. Like other countries, masks should only be mandated in high-risk contexts, such as oncology wards. And like other countries, we should do everything possible to stimulate our economy toward the return of jobs. Instead, we now read that government is planning to make some of these restrictions and other restrictions permanent by legislating them. This will continue to strangle our economy, harm young people in education, and deepen worsening poverty. The only part of the disaster regulations that should stay in place is the state of disaster grant, precisely because of the jobs crisis. Nothing else is justified.